Tonight, the cable network A&E airs a made-for-TV movie called Ike, Countdown to D-Day. As the title implies, the story centers on World War II Allied commander and future president Dwight D. Eisenhower. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein says this movie is all about showing the might of Ike.
The movies have given us some incredible recreations of World War II combat, most memorably Steven Spielberg's Oscar-winning work Saving Private Ryan. But the central action in this war movie is not the soldiers on the battlefield, but the generals back at headquarters. Rather than get caught in the crossfire, Ike details the myriad political and logistical puzzles behind one of the most audacious maneuvers in military history. Decisions that affected the lives of millions of men ultimately rested on one man's shoulders, Dwight D. Eisenhower. This film is a character study of the future president, and it's a pretty uncomplicated one. The Eisenhower depicted here is so unfailingly righteous, selfless, and modest, he might qualify for sainthood. Ike never wavers from his pious posture, even when another general begs for mercy after a drunken episode.
You can't send me home. You owe me something. I'm part of the inner circle.
That's the worst thing you could have said, Hank. There is no inner circle, only those who live and those who die.
With scene after scene in war room strategy sessions, Ike is aiming for the dramatic heft of Kevin Costner's 13 Days. That film depicts the deterioration of U.S.-Soviet relations in the 1960s. But after a while, the corridors of power in Ike can get a little claustrophobic. An explosion or two from the front lines could have kept it more exciting. And casting Tom Selleck as Eisenhower is an unusual choice. Magnum P.I. was never really presidential material. To his credit, Selleck brings a certain gravity to the role. But truth be told, the startling physical transformation he underwent for the part is a little distracting. Gone are the trademark mustache and even his full head of hair. But as much as he wanted to look like Ike, Selleck actually reminded me more of other television stars who were bold enough to go bald, like Ted Danson and Matt Lauer. Still, his performance is a tough task given that the Eisenhower rendered here is less a human being than a force of nature. The general's masterful leadership even draws the awe of legendary statesman Winston Churchill, with whom Eisenhower shares some of the film's most powerful scenes.
And it is God's work you do, Ike. For you hold all our lives in your hands.
If I do God's work, then he will be at my side and I cannot fail. Although, candidly, God hasn't been much help with de Gaulle.
Ha! What works best about Ike may not even be intentional. It's hard to miss the modern-day parallel evoked by a future president's dogged determination to see through his grand vision for waging war. The same goes for the tricky business of building an international coalition for the war effort. Bush may be no Eisenhower, but as Ike ably demonstrates, war is hell in any era.
Day-to-Day TV reviewer Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. Ike, Countdown to D-Day, airs tonight on A&E.